USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tornadoes are still threatening the midsection of the country, and there's a voluntary evacuation in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Heavy rains there are stressing the levees. Mayor G.T. Bynum.
Particularly the levees that are west of downtown Tulsa. These are levees that were built in the 1940s. They haven't had a load on them like this since 1986. And at that time, 33 years ago, the load was for about 12 hours. What we're looking at in this situation is a heavy load on our levee network for over 140 hours.
President Trump has begun a state visit to Japan. He's there to work out a trade imbalance between the two countries. At a reception in Tokyo, he says, there's never been a better time to invest in the United States or do business in America.
This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
A record number of Americans are traveling this holiday weekend, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Many people hit the road early this year, starting on Thursday. AAA Northeast spokesman Robert Sinclair Jr. said that roughly 43 million Americans are traveling this long weekend.
And a record for the number of those driving at 37.6 million.
The national average for a gallon of gas is $2.84. That and a number of other factors contributed to the high numbers of travelers this weekend.
Consumer optimism is good. Unemployment is low. Employment is high.
A magnitude 8.0 earthquake hitting in northeast Peru early today in a remote jungle area near the town of Moyobamba. So far, Peruvian officials say an unspecified number of people were injured and at least 16 structures were significantly damaged. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Travelers can expect some relief at the gas pump this holiday weekend. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Good news if your Memorial Day weekend plans include a road trip, as you'll be paying a little less at the pump this year, according to AAA. The national average for a gallon of gasoline is $2.84. That's down about 10 cents from last year and about 2 cents from a month ago. Nearly 43 million Americans will be traveling over the three-day weekend, and 37 million of them by car. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration is telling the food industry to make expiration dates more understandable. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The agency says the aim is to help Americans waste less food. The FDA issuing a letter to the food industry supporting a growing trend to put date labels that read best if used by on almost all foods, with some exceptions. Like fresh meats and fish would have to have hard, fast expiration dates. The FDA is also reminding people that otherwise, most foods are perfectly safe to eat after the date on the labels, even if the food may have lost some of its flavor. The Agriculture Department estimates about 30% of food in this country goes to waste on store shelves and in people's homes at a cost of about $160 billion a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.